The same year that Frank Chin published his first work, Flower Drum Song premiered on the stage. It was 1958, and Chin hated the play and hated the movie adaptation, and he has no patience for the Charlie Chan stereotypes he grew up with. Chin is best known as a playwright. The Chicken Coop Chinaman was one of the first plays ever produced in the United States written by an Asian American. Chin is a fifth-generation Chinese American. His new book is a collection of short stories, The Chinaman Pacific and Frisco Railroad Company. I asked Chin about his own family's experiences working on the railroad.
My great-great-grandfather worked on the railroad. Was one of the builders, helped set the track-laying record of 10 miles, 200 feet in 1869. My great-grandmother owned the largest whorehouse in Stockton Street in Chinatown, San Francisco. My grandmother survived the earthquake. And in all that time, from the time we built the railroad to the time I became a brakeman in 1966, the Chinese worked exclusively in the steward service after that. So I was the first Chinaman brakeman to ride in the engines and be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a thrill. Yeah.
I think the railroad is for you a symbol of the contribution of Chinese Americans to American culture, and at the same time, a symbol of the exclusion of Chinese Americans from American culture.
I think that from a white reader might get that impression. The Chinese Americans are not victims of white racism, though we've been victimized, but we don't consider ourselves victims. Chinese American history, Chinese American people are not defined by white racism. If all the white people were to die right now, there would still be a Chinese America.
I'd like to ask you to read a passage from the first story in your new collection.
Mm-hmm.
This is a passage from the perspective of a writer who's saying that he hates his novel about a Chinatown mother like his dying now that his mother's dead. The story is called Railroad Standard Time.
I'd always been known by what I ate. That we come from a hungry tradition. Slop eaters following the wars on all fours. Weed cuisine and mud gravy in the shadows of corpses. We plundered the dust for fungus, buried things, seeds plucked out of the wind to feed a race of lace-boned skinnies in high school English become transcendental oriental art to make the dykish spinster teacher cry. We always come to the fake art, write the Chinatown book like bugs come to fly in the night. I hate my book now that Ma's dead, but I'll keep it.
Did you ever have this feeling that all Chinese Americans were describing their own version of the same experience, that everybody was writing the same novel or the same memoir?
All the Chinese Americans' books published are autobiographies, Christian autobiographies. The autobiography is not of a literary form in Chinese. It isn't a form exclusive to religious civilizations like the West. Christians introduced the autobiography to the Chinese as a tool of conquest. The autobiography is confessional. Our original sin is that we are Chinese, and now that we've seen the light, we're going to follow the righteous path of Charlie Chan, who was given up to us in the same way that God gave up a son in the form of a perfect white man. And we are going to achieve white acceptance like salvation.
You get all of that from just the form of the memoir?
Absolutely.
But tell me, I mean, do you think novels are a part of ancient Chinese
all of
culture?
All the books you can name, uh-huh. Yong Wing, the first boy to graduate from Yale. That was the first Chinese autobiography ever written, Christian. Longuyun, Chinatown Inside Out, Christian. Pardee Lo, father and glorious descendant, Christian. Jade Snow Wong, fifth Chinese daughter, her father is an ordained Presbyterian minister, Christian. Maxine Hong Kingston, Christian. All follow the same form. All characterize Chinese culture as too misogynistic, too morally despicable for any woman wanting individuality, freedom to want any part of. So all of these people, man or woman, who write autobiographies crave Chinese, the extinction of Chinese civilization, the extinction of Chinese culture, the extinction of the Chinese race.
Well, I think a lot of people would interpret the books that you've mentioned, or at least some of them, very differently than you have, and dealing with ambivalent feelings toward tradition, and you know, isn't exactly wanting to annihilate the culture that you're from, or finding it despicable. Now there's just a lot of really interesting writing and movies about Asian American experiences in the United States. Well, I would name Maxine Han Kingston's book, Memoirs of a Woman Warrior.
It's a racist work.
To you. I'd name Wayne Wang's movies, Dim Sum and Chan Is Missing.
Cute but irrelevant.
Why do you find that irrelevant? I guess it's curious to me, because these are both first-person memoirs that seem very deeply felt, very closely observed. And
but false. But false. If she totally fabricated. The behavior is not Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
All of the cultural references, all the descriptions of Chinese language, history, and culture in these works is false, absolutely false.
Yeah, you've mentioned that, and I don't want to create this into a feud between you and them, but it just seems to me that you've managed to isolate yourself from some very interesting stuff that's being written now. I'm surprised that you
I'm not isolated from it. I think that stuff is probably isolating other readers from finding me.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone you've named.
Oh,
in
I
Asian,
see.
In Asian America, I can honestly say that everyone you've named knows me and knows my work, and to some degree fears me.
For what reason?
Because I hold them accountable to the truth, to the facts.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this about your writing. Clearly, you've been incensed for decades now about stereotypes that have been applied to you and other Chinese Americans. Yet in reading your book, I thought that you applied certain stereotypes to women and to gays. Frequently, when there's a woman in a scene in your book, her legs are open. And usually if a gay person, if there's any kind of gay reference, it's a fag or a queer or a dyke, and not said with any affection.
Right. The legs are open because most of the scenes you read, the character is involved in sex with a woman. That Charlie Chan, Fu Manchu, are the stereotype of Chinese, Asian manhood in this culture, and they are, their behavior is not Chinese, it is a white faggot, yes. And there is this, who else has responded to the stereotype? Who else? Who else has challenged the stereotypes at all, rather than catering to them? And enhancing them, making art of them in the way that, the people you've named have. In the works that you've named, all the women crave white acceptance. And my book is one of the few places where a few Chinese women actually like Chinese men.